Patti LaBelle.
We're my background singers. Woo!
Aretha Franklin.
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Diana Ross, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and my mama, Ernestine. What do all of these names have in common? Each of these ladies has been hailed as a diva in her own right. From the glamour and opulence to the talent and showmanship, you know a diva when you see one. From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Cheryl Jackson, here with Jennifer Shea Love Bowers and Taylor Coward. And is a diva a female version of a hustler? Has the idea of a diva evolved, or are we witnessing the decline of the diva?
Ooh, that is such a good topic.
I know. You know, you hear this word all the time. Diva this, diva that. Oh, she a diva. Oh, she want to be a diva. She thinks she a diva. Who's calling you a diva? Is it a good thing? I think it may depend on who's calling you a diva. Anyway, I can't wait to hear all the takes because y'all know I got some of my own. All that and more after the break.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
What is a diva?
A female version of a hustler. No, I'm kidding. That's what I was going to say.
What do y'all think? What comes to mind when you hear the term diva?
I mean, when I think about a diva, I think of somebody who is just, they're clear about what they want and they ask for it unapologetically. Mm-hmm. Like, I need all white peanut M&Ms in a big round bowl. You know, like, I want this thing. This is how I am better, you know?
Right.
You know, and I just think they have grown to learn, this is what makes me better. This is how I perform at my ultimate level. And so I think a diva is just somebody who is very clear about what their expectations are.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I do. I really like that. I got some more to say about that, too. But Taylor, what's your take on diva?
I think in the new sense of the word, a diva is, you know, now I think more of someone that's glamorous, someone that is just like, I do a thing really well. Let me show you how I do it.
Oh,
you know
hello.
What I mean?
Yes.
That's what I like think that. Of. Yeah. We're doing a shoulder shimmy.
Yeah.
We're doing a shimmy.
And unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the term probably started, well, this is my assumption, mm-hmm. so I haven't done any research or data analysis on this, but you know, the opera singers,
mm-hmm.
they take center stage with their costumes and their voluminous gowns and voluminous boobs and heaving and just being center stage, enjoying the limelight. And maybe then it was probably termed as tantrums. You know, I've heard some stories around a particular, you know, former opera singer. They said that she would have these tantrums. Now I think we're, you know, we call it owning what the moment and how we feel and demanding nothing less than.
Mm-hmm.
But it started from there, you know, really as a term attributed to celebrities mm-hmm. or performers. But it so much applies.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it applies to so much more than just a celebrity and or a performer. Or even a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I never thought of it that way. Like, post Me Too, post accountability. People don't sugarcoat bad behavior as much as they used to before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just call it this person does not treat people well on set. This person mm-hmm. does X, Y, Z. Rather than labeling them a diva, because we have taken a more positive direction with that word. But when you brought up the opera singer that you know that does the tantrums, I was like, now they probably wouldn't even call that person a diva. They'd call that person hard to work with. Mm-hmm. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah. So what is actually a diva?
Well, actually, I went to Webster. Let's see what Mr. Webster, has to say about diva. Diva is the Latin word for a goddess. It has often been used to refer to a celebrated woman of outstanding talent in the world of opera, theater, cinema, fashion, and popular music. If referring to an actress, the meaning of diva is closely related to that of prima donna. I think that from a negative perspective, diva has really been closely aligned to prima donna. Like, you think you all that and you're difficult. Like, as someone who, you know, in past that negative connotation, talented, maybe sometimes overinflating their talent, but difficult to work with, those sort of adjectives have been projected onto women.
And it makes it makes it a woman's issue.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's not. Because when I think of people that are hard to work with that I hear about in the news, it's men most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So what do you 100%. Call a man? I mean, because I find that is
a man.
A tyrant.
Okay, that's what you call a man that's like that. That's.
But that is a good point. Why don't we say they're being divas?
Exactly. Because I think that, which is why I like the way we women are reclaiming the word diva from some people. Some women still don't like to be called a diva because they're buying into all of this kind of projection of what that is. I've heard some women.
She ain't no diva.
So some women still to this day, they view it as completely a negative term, and don't call me a diva because I'm not that. So my question to you is, do you think it depends on who's calling you a diva, whether it's bad or good or bad?
I guess so.
Positive or negative?
I grew up being like, my grandma is a diva. Like, my grandma is very much main character energy. And I have a photo.
I like that.
I love her.
MCE.
She's main character energy. Main character energy. I have a picture that I'll show y'all of. I told my mom, apparently, I was like, I want to look like grandma on Easter. And so my mom went and found like a long petticoat, a huge hat, a matching coat, a big dress, like, because my grandma would be glammed at church. Like, people would just be like, oh my gosh, like, who is that? And every Thanksgiving, my choir would do a show at Rockefeller Chapel. And my grandma, like, walked in the door. And everyone was like, oh, who is that? That's your grandmother? She's so beautiful. She's so this. She's so that. She wears a lot of rings on her hands. She will show up to anything in a fur coat. And she just is like that lady.
Come
you know
on,
what I mean?
Diva.
Right.
Come
and so on, we would diva. Just be like, diva. Like, grandma's a diva. Or like, we were at Cracker Barrel. And she said, do you have orange Pekoe tea? And he said, what? And I said, Lipton. But that's just my grandma. She's orange Pekoe. So when she's being a little extra, we say orange Pekoe.
Okay. Is the issue that
being extra?
She's being too extra, or we're all doing too little?
I think divas do extra because they, like I said earlier, I got something to show you. You're going to see this. Like, you know what I mean? You know we're going to be extra.
When maybe it's an expression.
I think extra is good.
Yeah, because it didn't have always. But here's the thing is, maybe it's just the expression of that woman. But because we've been boxed in to be behind the scenes supporters of men, that when you step into the center stage of light and own who you are, then all of a sudden you're a diva. You're being extra.
I think of extra more positively. And so think of it for me as, like, example, my grandma, if I don't have on earrings, she'll look at me and she say, you sick? And I say, no, grandma, I forgot my earrings. Oh, okay. You look a little different. My grandma goes everywhere with, like, makeup, rouge, as she says, she gotta have her rouge on her cheeks, and she always has on a lot of jewelry. And like, that's not typically how people show up at things. And I'm like, my grandma is just...
Well, my mother...
My grandma does it up.
Is the same way, baby. She is dressed to the nines at all times. She descends from her boudoir that is beautiful.
Comes down a spiral staircase. Right.
Hair fully done, you know, like at 7 a.m., 7:30. She does not leave her bedroom in PJs or sweats or something like that. No, 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 no. She's always going to be exacting. But that's been her personality since always.
I feel that way about you two. Like, Cheryl is wearing a red lip right now.
She looks cute.
And Jennifer's hair, listener,
beautiful.
Always
lip. Always beautiful.
It is always coiffed, laid, a pearl is on, a diamond is on. Her arms are out and stunning. I come from an admiration tip of like, oh my gosh, like look how this person does it up. Look how this person commands a room. Look how they showcase their talent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Both of you brought this home for me.
Okay.
Which is, I think divas have certain expectations. And often to other people, external to them, they're just high expectations.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, like, I'm thinking about, like, in there's a specific moment in the Renaissance film where Beyonce was like, yeah, you know, what if we use these lights, you know? And the guy was like, oh, we don't have these. They don't have these lights, or whatever.
And she said, well. Like,
she was like, well, I looked it up. But like, even in her creating expectation around that, that could have been perceived as her being, you know, extra or wanting too much or, you know. And she's just like, yo, I want this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. I have a vision for this. This is my expectation. And I want it.
Extra, I think, is getting better.
Getting
like,
better.
You know, we don't be extra when them cameras go pop, 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 pop. I think it's becoming a good thing.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Who do you think of when you think about a diva? Who comes to mind? What makes them a diva? Who's your ultimate diva in your head and why?
I love that Aretha Franklin would be like, you need to pay me in cash first.
Now.
Because people didn't used to pay her.
That's right.
And she used to get played with. Mm-hmm. So she was standing on business.
That's right.
When she would be like, hey.
And holding her purse.
And I love that of like.
Purse and fur coat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she just is like, pay me. Like, yeah. And I think that she had to work and had to sacrifice, especially in like the entertainment industry, so that now people are more comfortable to just get their worth up front and know what to expect and be like vocal about what to expect. But yeah, that was like a reframing for me because I knew older Aretha. You know what I mean? Where like, it was known that she wanted to be paid up front, but you have to also think about why she got there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who, so Aretha's your girl. That's your original, you think of Aretha Franklin when you think of quintessential diva.
I think of Minnie. I think of Diana Ross. I think of Aretha, like Diane Carroll.
We got classic divas.
Classics.
We got post-classic, and then we have contemporary. So for your classic diva, is
those.
Aretha. And Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So post the next generation, like say Gen X, who comes to mind?
I think of Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah Carey is just like always kind of tiptoeing everywhere.
Yeah.
Always got her hands up. Always. you know? And she comes out, she whistle tones, she shuts the house down.
She delivers.
Then she go back. She go do whatever she was doing before.
Right.
And I also think now we, in the social media age, we make people into role models like immediately. Mm-hmm. And so I think of people that I look up to. I think of like Beyonce.
He's contemporary.
Is contemporary. Right. Mariah Carey is contemporary. And a lot of those are like also business women. And I think I do gravitate to the standing on business women's.
That's right. Yeah. Jennifer, who comes to mind for you?
I definitely say Diana Ross. You know, she just has this presence about her. I absolutely say Patti LaBelle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Those two come to mind for classic divas. Post-classic, I'd say Whitney Houston, but like for a different reason, because I also feel like she wasn't as diva-ish as Diana Ross and Patti LaBelle. Like, mm-hmm. I think she had this different way about her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Beyonce for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. She would be a good example of a contemporary diva. What about you, Cheryl?
For classic,
mm-hmm.
Leontine Price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just in the Webster definition.
The true sense.
Yeah.
True
sense. I mean, just incredible talent, incredible presence. Knew her value, knew her talent, knew her worth, and just had incredible presence. So I think of Leontine Price. Post-classic, yeah, Whitney. I mean, you know, Whitney, she's my Barbie doll. She's my, you know, I remember her on 17 magazine with Little Fro.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's the first Black woman that I grew up with that was a superstar, an icon for her beauty and mm-hmm. her talent. Contemporary. I'm looking at everyday working women like a Melanie Hobson. You know, they got fashion on lock. Okay. They got their business on lock. They are unapologetic about their voice and their opinions. And I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. Desiree Rogers, glamorous, outspoken, tough, funny. I just like these really great examples of what it means to be a diva. So what's the difference between the classic divas?
Mm-hmm.
We named the classic divas as Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Dinah Carroll, Leontine Price, my fave, and the artists of today, you know, like Lizzo, Beyonce, Rihanna. Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one right there.
Lot.
Rihanna
a
is
lot.
A good one.
Yeah.
Diva, because she's standing on business. Music, beauty, just.
I feel like we have so many good contemporary representations, probably because of our classic divas
mm-hmm.
that had to set up standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are still fighting in the industry for a lot of things, but there were a lot of barriers and doors open because of the classic mm-hmm. divas. Because all those people you've been naming are people with so many other ventures. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Issa Rae has a wine now.
I know.
And I'm like,
that.
And I keep going to get it and it's always gone.
Via Rae?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Via Rae Prosecco wine.
I'm about to try it out.
And I don't know. It's inspiring to see so many people, mm-hmm. you know, we keep saying standing on business, but standing on business
so
and knowing
now,
your worth. And
one of the differences is, as mm-hmm. I understand you, is that unlike the classic divas, we're contemporary or divas of today are branching out beyond acting or music, or they have their multi-hyphenated.
Mm.
Is that?
You know, I don't know. I think it's like an all-encompassing thing, you
mm-hmm.
know? And these are all people that dress beautifully and that, like, have broken. Like, Nicole Byer talked a lot about, like, wanting. I think Siriano made, like, this beautiful dress for her. And she was like, before, nobody was trying to make anything for
mm-hmm.
me and my size. And so that means that, like, in 10 years, there's going to be a larger size woman, a plus size woman that like maybe won't have to go through that because mm-hmm. there was someone that like opened that door for them. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe our contemporary divas are able to be multi-hyphenates because of the doors that our past multi-hyphenates opened for us.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's almost like, you know, what their sort of battle was or their struggles were really just breaking certain barriers, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, being able to just even perform in this space, mm-hmm. you know, or to have this kind of audience or to be able to, you know, record in these different places, right. you know, like I think they really did an extraordinary job of like having high expectations in order to break those barriers.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So would you call yourself a diva?
Sure.
That doesn't sound like 1,000% confident.
Because I think that we've talked about it more in terms of like an idol way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? More in terms of like people we look up to specifically in entertainment and pop culture. But in my day to day, I would say that I'm assertive and I would say that I'm what?
Standing on business.
And so if we're thinking of it in that way, then yes.
Are y'all divas?
I wouldn't call myself a diva. I am a goddess.
Oh, purr.
Just kidding. No.
No, you know. When it comes to goddessness, okay?
Yeah, this is why I've enjoyed this conversation, because I wouldn't call myself a diva. I don't know.
I feel I'm a budding boss lady.
Yeah. I call myself a boss.
Yeah, I'm budding boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if we were like singing or something, maybe it'd be different. But like, I don't know. I feel boss. That's what I feel.
You know, diva for me is not just about artistic talent, you know, being an actress or a musician. It really is. I think Beyonce's song, Diva is a Female Version of Hustler, really took it out of or beyond just you can only be a diva if you're a celebrity or an actress or a performer. Mm. If you are bold, okay, then, and you are confident in your boldness and you show up with presence, then that makes you a diva. That is a diva. Mm-hmm. That I'm unapologetic about the value and the worth that I bring to the table and the talent.
Okay, sure.
And I'm bold.
It's like a whole
about
word,
it.
Standing yes. on business.
Yeah, standing on, she's business, standing baby. On business. So, yes, ma'am, I am a diva.
You are, girl. Okay. Well,
I'm going to own it. Even for those who think it's negative,
I
I'm
know,
there
that's
too.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So diva, I think, is a positive thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
In my book.
I love that.
And then Beyonce's book, too. Because that chick right there, diva. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens. And follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. You can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E.
You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
And you can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Bowers, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and part of the NPR Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Banaszek is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Engineering by Maria Lopez. We'll see y'all next week.